Scene 7 of The Guardian of the Threshold. A landscape of fantastic forms. Majestic in its composition of whirling masses of water forming themselves into shapes, on one side, of blazing whirls of fire on the other. In the center a chasm, out of which fire blazes forth, towering up to form a kind of portal. Behind it mountain-like contours formed of fire and water. The guardian, Tomasius, Maria, later Lucifer, then the other Philea. The guardian. What violent desires are here resounding? So rage men's souls that are approaching me before achieving full serenity. Such beings are impelled by strong desires, not by the power which dares to speak creatively, because it could create itself in silence. The souls which show themselves in such a way, I must send back to earth, for in the spirit regions they provoke confusion only, and disturb the deeds which cosmic powers wisely preordain. To their own being also they do damage. They breed destructive urges in themselves, which they mistake then for creative power, for they must take illusion for the truth, when earthly darkness shelters them no more. Tomasius and Maria appear. Tomasius, you see, upon your threshold, not the soul who came here often as Tomasius, the spirit pupil of Benedictus, although it still must call Tomasius's form on earth its own. He came to you filled with a thirst for knowledge. He could not bear your presence. He wrapped himself, perceiving you, into his selfhood. Thus he often gazed into such worlds as seemed to show to him the origin of all existence and the significance of life. He found in them the blissfulness of knowledge, found also forces that inspired the artist to follow with his heart and hand these traces of creation. They led him to the firm belief that cosmic powers were unsealed to him, their actions caught in what he painted. He did not know that nothing rose before him in what he could creatively imagine except the content of his own soul being. And like the spider that will spin itself into its web, he molded his own self and felt himself to be a universe. Once he believed it was in truth Maria confronting him in spirit, yet he saw the picture only she had first engraved into his soul, which showed itself as spirit. And when he was allowed, for fleeting moments, a glimpse of his own being as it really was, he gladly would have fled away from self. He thought himself to be in spirit, but he found his inmost nature was united with his blood. He learned to know the power of this blood. This was reality, the rest imagination. His blood alone gave him true spirit vision. It was his real teacher. It revealed to him who had, in long past times on earth, once been his father, been his sister. His blood led him to blood relationships. He knew then how the human soul must greatly be deceived by the desire to lift itself in vanity from matter to the spirit. Such striving binds the soul, in truth, more firmly to matter than a daily life in which men dreamingly, half-conscious, spend their days. And when Tomasius could view all this as his own state, he gave himself with vigor to that power which could not deceive him, even though it showed itself as semblance. For he realized that Lucifer remains a real being, even though he can only show himself in image form. The gods alone approach man in reality, but Lucifer remains himself, regardless of whether he is seen in truth or error. Therefore I also recognize that I indeed can sense reality, when I believe that I must find the soul which Lucifer attached to me while in his kingdom. Armed with the strength bestowed on me by Lucifer, I mean to force my way past you to Theodora. She is, I know, within the realm beyond this threshold. the guardian. Tomasius, reflect on what you know. What is to be perceived beyond this threshold is quite unknown to you, and yet you are familiar with all I must demand before you can set foot into this realm. You must first separate yourself from many forces you have acquired within your earthly body. You can retain of them that force alone which you achieved through pure and spiritual striving, and which has kept its purity. But this you have yourself cast off from you, and rendered as his own to Ahriman. What still belongs to you is spoiled for spirit worlds by Lucifer. I must deprive you of it here, if you would cross this threshold rightfully. Thus you have nothing left. A being you will be without being, when you find yourself in spirit. Tomasius, yet I shall be, and then find Theodora. She has to be the source to me of perfect light, that always can reveal itself so richly, without an earth-bound knowledge to her soul. That is enough. You will in vain oppose me, even though the power I acquired on the earth may not conform to the opinion you once formed of the goodness of my spirit. Maria, it is well known to you, who's had to guard the threshold of this realm since earth's beginning, just what the beings of your kind and time must have in order to pass through, and also men who here encounter you have to turn back to life on earth, if they are bringing but themselves alone, and cannot offer genuine spirit substance. But now Johannes was allowed to bring with him to you and to your threshold here this other soul, who is so closely bound to him by destiny. You are ordained by highest spirit powers to bar the way for many human beings, who, drawing near the portal of this realm, would only bring destruction to themselves if they would pass beyond the threshold. But you may open wide the gate for those who turn their inmost self to purest love and permeate themselves with it completely. Such love your gods had preordained for them before the battle Lucifer began to wage. My heart has vowed, before the throne of Lucifer, to render service to this love, so that no harm may come to it in future times on earth, from the cognition that streams from Lucifer into men's souls. And human beings always must be found, who listen to what gods reveal to them of purest love, as once they listened to the words of Lucifer about cognition. Johannes, in his earthly body, no longer listens to my voice as once he listened in our earthly lives long past. I could reveal to him what was entrusted to me within Hibernia's hallowed places, about the God who dwells in man, and who has conquered powers of death, because he brought to life within himself love's very essence. My friend will hear again in spirit realms, out of my soul, the word for which his earthly hearing has been deafened by Lucifer and his deluding powers. Tomasius, as one who spiritually beholds a being. Maria, do you see, dressed in long robes, that dignified old man, with solemn face, his forehead noble, radiant his glance? He walks through narrow, crowded streets, and everyone in reverence makes way for him, so that he may pursue his path in quiet, and his train of thought not rudely be disturbed. For one can see him musing, powerful in inward thought, upon essential things. Maria, do you see him? Maria, yes, I can see him, when I behold him with your eyes of soul. He wishes at this moment to show himself to you alone, in images of deep significance. Tomasius, I now can look into his very soul. Something of great importance lives within its depths, a memory of what he just has heard. A teacher filled with wisdom stands before his eyes, and through his soul flow words he's heard from this great teacher, from whom he just has come. His thoughts touch on the sources of all being, that men on earth once had true spirit vision, although their inner life was as a dream. The old man's soul is following trains of thought that he's received from the exalted teacher, and now he disappears from inner sight. Oh, could I but behold him further! Among the crowd I see some men conversing. I hear their words. They speak of the old man with reverence. He was in earlier years a valiant warrior, whose soul was burning with ambition and desire. He wished to count as foremost fighter in the ranks. He had committed countless cruelties while he bore arms. His one wish was to shine. There were some periods in his life in which he caused much blood to flow. At last there came the time when in the field his fortune suddenly deserted him. He rode from combat in disgrace and shame back to his homeland. Scorn and ridicule were heaped on him, and from that time wild hatred filled his soul, which had not lost its pride nor its ambition. He saw in his own people only enemies, to be destroyed at the first chance. But soon, since his proud soul had to confess that he could not wreak vengeance on his foes within his lifetime, he controlled himself. He overcame all pride and lust for fame. Although he now was old, he still resolved to join a little group of students that at that time was forming in his city. The teacher of this group possessed within his soul the love and wisdom which, by the masters of primeval times, were handed down to the initiates. All this I hear from men among the crowd. I feel the warmest love when I direct my inner sight toward this old man, who first gained victories through love of fame, and then achieved the greatest victory men can, the conquest of himself. Why do I, in this place, behold the man to whom I wholly give myself, although he only stands there as a vision? The feelings that are mastering me do not arise out of this single moment. Through many lives long past I must be bound to this sole being whom I love like this. I have not merely at this moment aroused within myself this love I feel that is so powerful. It must be a remembrance of ancient times, though thoughts can hardly grasp these feelings yet. My memory calls them up for me. I must have been the pupil of this man, full of awe, looked up to him. Oh, at this moment, how I long to find the earthly soul again that called this body once its own. Find it on earth or else in other realms. I'll prove to it how strong my love still is. It can renew in me good powers only, which worthily once shaped such human bonds. Maria. And are you also sure, Johannes, that this soul, if it now draws near to you, will show itself upon the same bright peak on which it stood in those far distant times that rise in image form before your soul? Perhaps it is now fettered by emotions not worthy of the one it used to be. Many a human being walks the earth who would behold with bitter shame how little in this present life there is that corresponds to what he did before. Perhaps this man is moved now by wild passions and lust, and you would see him only with grief and consternation. Thomasius, why do you say all this, Maria? I cannot understand what prompts you. Do thoughts move here in ways quite different from those in places known to men? The Guardian. Johannes, what reveals itself here, at this place, is a probation of your soul. Look down into the deepest layers of your being. This you have not in consciousness desired to do, and yet you well are able to. What in your depths hid from you while you lived in inner blindness, Lucifer appears, will now appear before you and will rob you of the protecting darkness that you dwelt in. This is the Guardian continuing to speak. So recognize what human soul it is for whom you long with such a feverish love, who lived within the body that you saw. Perceive to whom you give your strongest love. Lucifer, immerse yourself in depths of being, and recognize the strongest powers of your soul. Now learn to know how strength of love can hold you upright in the progress of the world.
Tomasius, yes, I can sense indeed the soul that wished to show itself to me. Theodora, she it was, who wanted to reveal herself to me. She came to me because I shall behold her when soon this portal will be opened up to me. I am allowed to love her, that her soul confronted me within the other body's form, proves it is she that I must love. In you alone I now will rediscover myself, and conquer in your strength my future.
The Guardian, I cannot keep you back from what you have to do. As a vision you already saw that soul which you love best. You shall behold it once again when you have passed beyond the threshold. Perceive it, and find out if it remains for you as beneficial as now you dream that it will be.
The other Philea.
Oh, do not listen to the solemn guardian. He leads you into desert spheres of life and robs you of your warmth of soul. He can behold but spirit beings and knows not human suffering, which souls can only bear if earthly love protects them from the cold of cosmic reaches. Austerity belongs to him, and gentleness escapes him. The powers of desire he has detested since Earth's beginning. Curtain, the end of scene 7.